Welcome to Whatever is Lovely, True, and Awesome. I'm your host, Samantha Grace. This is the podcast where I talk about uplifting stories from the news, profile migraine sufferers in the public eye, and share inspiring song lyrics. This podcast is for those of us who deal with chronic pain or anyone who wants to hear positive stories. So for the lovely section today, and the true section, and the awesome section, I will be talking about Janet Jackson. So Janet Jackson is an American singer, dancer, actress. She has a lot of things going for her, and I'll get more into her background later. So for the lovely, I'll talk about what she is doing on her Instagram. So once this pandemic started rolling along, she started posting videos of people dancing to her songs. She has a lot of albums out, and it's very danceable music, you know, a really good beat. And I think it's awesome that, I don't know if she started the idea or if somebody just sent her something, but, you know, people are stuck at their homes and they just started getting really creative, and there are a bunch of videos on there on Instagram. So it's really interesting to see the different ways that people approach making the video. So one woman has a camera that's kind of close to the ground, and she has this giant light shining on her. So then the wall behind her has a big, you know, really bold shadow. So the shadow moves while she's dancing. So it's like there's two people dancing. It makes it really visually interesting. And then there was another person, another video where they have a stationary camera on a rooftop. So this woman is out and you have the giant sky and she's dancing on this rooftop. And that was a really cool background, you know, along with the dance. And then this other one that I really liked, the camera is stationary, it's close to the ground, and this person is standing there and they're backlit by two lights that are on either side of them down at the bottom. And there's a doorway, but it's covered by a large red curtain. It looks very like theatrical. And then there are people that are shooting the video with somebody else. So if you've ever seen the Scream video, y'all remember that one with Janet and Michael, and they're dancing together. So people are copying that. And then there's this really cool one where two women are dancing in their kitchen, and it's just really cool to see them and their, you know, fashionable dancing outfits and their full makeup and their hair, and they're busting out with these crazy moves, and they're like right next to their kitchen cabinets that just look very suburban. And some of the dancers are wearing masks, and there's one even of a doctor in scrubs at a hospital doing a dance. And, you know, looking at all of these videos, it just like makes me feel really good, because dance is something that I find really exciting and like revitalizing. And I like seeing these artists and these athletes that have worked really hard at their craft. And it's a partnership of people creating art within limitations. They are using their cell phones, they're playing the music on a laptop, the lighting sometimes isn't so great, their children are coming in and out of the shot, some of them are just wearing yoga clothes or sweatpants, but it's like this universal thing. You can watch it and you can relate to it and enjoy the expression of it. So for me, dance is I really relate to it. And maybe for you, there's something else that gets you really pumped. Some other kind of video that really inspires you. But I think you should check out Janet Jackson's Instagram. So for my profile today, I'm doing Janet Jackson and her relationship to migraines. My sources, a lot of information. U.S. News, an article by January W. Payne, WebMD.com, an article by Miranda Hitti, Wikipedia, and an article by Michelle Levy on TheMighty.com. I love the intro from the Wikipedia entry about Janet Jackson. They say, Janet Demita Jo Jackson, born May 16, 1966, is an American singer, songwriter, actress, and dancer. A prominent figure in popular culture, she is known for sonically innovative, socially conscious, and sexually provocative records and elaborate stage shows. I think that description fits her perfectly. You can tell that somebody that really knows about her wrote that. So you might remember her as Michael Jackson's sister. Michael Jackson, the famous singer, dancer. And Penny, she was also Penny on the sitcom Good Times. And she was the female lead in the movie Poetic Justice. I think that was a 90s movie. So she has sold over 100 million records and is one of the best-selling music artists of all time. And she's also well-known for putting on amazing concerts. So it was alarming to her fans when she canceled several dates of her Rock With You tour in 2008. According to the WebMD article, Jackson was diagnosed with a rare form of migraine called vestibular migraine or migraine-associated vertigo. So this is a migraine I've never heard of, and it turns out that 1% of the world experiences vestibular migraine. So here's what Wikipedia has to say about this condition. Vestibular migraine is vertigo associated with a migraine, either as a symptom of migraine or as a related but neurological disorder. So vertigo is a medically recognized term for the symptoms of a vestibular system disturbance. And the vestibular system in vertebrates is part of the inner ear. So in most mammals, the vestibular system is the sensory system that provides the leading contribution to the sense of balance and spatial coordination for the purpose of coordinating movement with balance. So it may include a feeling of rotation or illusory sensations of motion or both if you have a vestibular migraine. And the general term dizziness is used by non-medical people for those symptoms, but often refers to a feeling of lightheadedness, giddiness, drowsiness, or faintness, all of which must be differentiated from true vertigo, since the latter symptoms might have other causes. And motion sickness occurs more frequently in migraine patients. So there are some other conditions related to vestibular migraine. Wikipedia says there is benign paroxysmal vertigo of childhood, and that is an example of migraine-associated vertigo in which headache does not often occur. Then there's this thing called BAM, B-A-M, basilar artery migraine, and it consists of two or more symptoms: vertigo, tinnitus, decreased hearing, ataxia, dysarthria, visual symptoms in both hemifields or both eyes, diplopia, bilateral paresthesias, paresis, decreased consciousness and or loss of consciousness, followed by a throbbing headache. So a study showed a fluctuating low-tone sensorineural hearing loss in more than 50% of patients with BAM, with a noticeable change in hearing just before the onset of a migraine headache. For the awesome section of the podcast, I have a song by Janet Jackson, and it was fun going through several of her songs, trying to see which one would have a really good mantra for us to think about. And I don't think I've ever heard this song. I didn't listen to it now. I just read the words. So I really have no clue how it's supposed to sound. And there's a little thing in there that I'll explain after the song is over. So this song is called You, and it's by Janet Jackson. Here I am in your face, telling truths and not old lies. Seems to me that you care, and I know that you're running out of time. See, you can't get away, I'll be here forever and again, whispering in your ear, do believe, 'cause you know you cannot win. Spend most your life pretending not to be the one you are, but who you choose to see. Learn to survive in your fictitious world. Does what they think of you determine your worth? If special is what you feel when you're with them, taken away, you feel less than, again, that's right. You gotta mean what you say, you gotta say what you mean, trying to please everyone, sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend, no lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again, you can't blame nobody but you. You gotta mean what you say, you gotta say what you mean, trying to please everyone, sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. There's a feeling inside. No, you cannot change it right away. Gotta make a try. And with time, it'll start to go away. I'll be here when you need that one to sit and cry to. 'Cause I'm the one you forgot. The only one you know you cannot lie to. Bitter you'll be if you don't change your ways. When you hate you, you hate everyone that day. Unleash this scared child that you've grown into. You cannot run from you, can't hide from you. Can't hide from you, that's right. You gotta mean what you say, you gotta say what you mean. Trying to please everyone, sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. You gotta mean what you say. You gotta say what you mean. Trying to please everyone. Sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. You gotta mean what you say. You gotta say what you mean. Trying to please everyone. Sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. ECNEICSNOC. You can't blame nobody but. ECNEICSNOC. You can't blame nobody but you. ECNEICSNOC. You can't blame nobody. ECNEICSNOC. All that's right. You gotta mean what you say. You gotta say what you mean. Trying to please everyone. Sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. You gotta mean what you say. You gotta say what you mean. Trying to please everyone. Sacrifice your own needs. Check in the mirror, my friend. No lies will be told then. Pointing the finger again. You can't blame nobody but you. So that was You by Janet Jackson. And that fun little part where it's ECNEICSNOC, that is conscience spelled backwards. So the popular idea behind this song is that she's talking to herself. So this whole song, it's, you know, she's not condemning somebody else. She's talking to herself and saying, like, you got to take care of yourself. You've got to be kind to yourself. You've got to be there for yourself, because at the end of the day, we're all alone. You know, you can't have somebody else in your head all the time. I like this song for right now because while this pandemic is going on and we are at home, we are spending a lot more time with ourselves and in our own heads. And I decided to take this opportunity to, work on myself and try to do some self-improvement. Also because I know since I'm not able to go places and be stimulated in that way, there's a lot more chance that I'm going to ruminate and go down, negative thought patterns, and I can't do that. I have my children to take care of. I have a household to keep up. I have, the podcast that I want to do. I have all these things that, I want to do to keep, to be healthy and be productive and not spiral out. So I encourage everyone else to make whatever effort you can to build a positive relationship with yourself. So that's my episode about Janet Jackson, and I wanted to share some updates with you guys regarding the podcast. I am going to start posting episodes every Friday. I've been very loosey-goosey about that and not wanting to nail myself down to a certain day or a certain number of episodes, but I feel like I'm in a good place right now and I can move forward. I'm going to do it for a month. Try to post every Friday and we'll see how that goes. And I'm also working on an episode where I talk about my own personal migraine journey. One of my favorite podcasts is My Favorite Murder, and one of the hosts, Karen Kilgariff, was talking about they just had their 200th episode. And she was talking about what really has made it work for them is that they made a decision to be vulnerable. And they really like this writer, Brené Brown. And they talk about her books a lot. And she has a podcast now. I haven't listened to it yet, but I put it in my queue. And one of the things that she talks about is being vulnerable and, not closing yourself off to things. And that's what helped me start the podcast, start this one. And now I want to, be a little incrementally more vulnerable and tell y'all about, my background, my history with migraine. So I hope that can strike a chord with you. And another idea that I have is to look through Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Reddit, and see what interesting stories I can find for how other migraine sufferers live their lives. I just want to see what the content is out there. I'll be honest, when I go on the migraine Reddit, I read like three posts and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't, like, people talking about their pain and people talking about medicine and insurance, and it gets to be a little too much for me. But maybe if I keep on going, I'll find some really good things that I'll feel like, we can all relate to. So maybe there'll be some content in there that I can share with you. And my next episode is the last one where I will be using song lyrics for the awesome section. I'm looking through public domain poetry to see what poetry I can use for the awesome section. And I've also been thinking about doing some guided meditations for the awesome section. And you've probably figured out I'm no longer reading from Peter Pan. I posted 3 episodes of Peter Pan and realized that it is really hard and time-consuming to record an audiobook. That's why people have assistants and proper, editing software. They don't have an iPhone like I do and just me, myself, trying to do it all. So I don't have time to do the editing, and it's a real chore. I'd rather stick to my passion of working on the podcast and producing full-length episodes every Friday. So thank you for listening. Please check out the Instagram, whatever is lovely, true, awesome. I post episode artwork, so I already have a batch of 6 images, one per episode, and I'm working on 6 more. I'm a watercolor artist, so it's been fun to put my watercolor skills to good use for those. So I hope this episode finds you doing well, staying healthy, and please, please, please take care of yourself.